Back then, it might have been called South Central. But that area, that demarcated area of the Grove, Angleston, a little piece of what was later called St. Cecilia, maybe a little bit before, a little bit was St. Barnabas. But that whole area there between Pinedale or Claridge Road and East Street, now it goes all the way to Blueville Road, from Wolf Road to Robinson Road, that is the heart of the PLP's strength.
And interestingly, you know, Darrell, in the last election, last Monday, Glenys won by more votes than any other person in the country, if my numbers are correct.
She didn't win.
She won by 1,386 votes.
Perry Christie won.
By 1,349.
Hold on now.
By that amount. The person who came second, she polled 1,386 more than the person who...
Glenys Hannah Martin won by 1,386 votes.
And Mr. Christie won by 1,349 votes.
Are you certain of that?
Let's put it this way. I'm as certain as the commission, as the parliamentary commissioner is.
What about Dion the Duke Smith? He did relatively well too.
In Nassau Village, he won by 790 votes.
Okay. What about Dr. Bernard Nottage?
Dr. Bernard Nottage won by 1,103 votes.
Okay. So you're saying.
Glenys had the
you're
largest.
Saying that to say that that is the PLP stronghold.
That confirms what you're saying, the point you're making.
Right.
And it's amazing because those are fairly large constituencies. Angleston had 5,670 registered voters,
mm-hmm.
and Glenys polled 2,962. I looked at the parliamentary registrar's mm-hmm. analysis,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at it, mm-hmm. you'll see that Glenys had the largest number of votes over her second place opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right; it has always been a stronghold of the PLP.
Right, and chances are it's going to remain that way.
Most likely. I don't see any reason why it would change.
And that is because, and you know, it's interesting, we could talk about this, the representation. Mm-hmm. Even you, well, I shouldn't say even you, you, Peter Bethel, Sir Clifford Darling,
Glenys
Hannah Martin, mm-hmm. you on the ground in your constituency.
All the time. And the people, you know, the people are wonderful people at Angleston, and you want to be on the ground with them, and it's easy to be on the ground with them, you know, so... So that made it very easy to be a member mm-hmm. of Parliament, and as you saw, I believe that Glenys did even better in 2002. In fact, I believe she won by about 1,800 votes in 2002, and that was part of the wave. But a lot of it also had to do with the good representation they had from the person who preceded her.
Yourself, yes,
your words,
and then the good representation. Yeah. From the person who preceded you,
that's right,
and who preceded him,
exactly. And they feed off each other.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.